New crop for farmers in Robertson County. Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Bratton. For the past several years, farmers in Robertson and Montgomery counties have been able to grow a new crop to diversify their farms. Indigo.
Indigo is an all-natural dye used for blue jeans. The plant health was really good. It was kind of tough getting something else we're figuring out because it was new for this area, and with a little bit of learning and patience, it went very well.
Lee Bagwell is a fourth-generation farmer in Robertson County and grows tobacco, row crops, and some cattle on his land, along with 20 acres of indigo, making him one of the largest producers of that crop in the area.
I started the indigo in the greenhouse just as I did my tobacco plants, and we'll get three cuttings off of it in the field. All we have to do is plant it. We plant it with a tobacco setter, but they'll come in with a green bean picker and they'll strip all the leaves off of the plant, and that'll let it regrow faster. And this makes it to where they get more cuttings.
Stony Creek Colors is the dye manufacturing company who hires farmers to grow their plants. And they do it because they wanted a natural dye instead of the petroleum-based dye used in most clothing. Bagwell says they are even taking that a step further this year.
They take it to their plant and they'll soak it and extract the dye from the leaves. And actually, this year, they're bringing the leaves that they've already soaked back out to the farm, and we're going to scatter them back over it to help build our organic matter.
And Bagwell says he thinks this is a great way to diversify his operation and keep him in the business of doing what he loves, and something he plans on doing for a long time.
I was raised up in it. It's all I've ever wanted to do. I went to college and got a four-year degree in ag business, and I'm not using it anywhere but on the farm with what I can do.
A cool way to not only diversify your operation, but also be even more environmentally friendly than farmers already are. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.